You're listening to the NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network, part of Sports Illustrated, giving you daily NFL Draft, Dynasty, and Devy Fantasy Football podcasts.
Welcome into the Dynasty Draft Room podcast presented by the Sports Illustrated NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. I am your host tonight, Ryan Searfoss, joined as always with Eric Adams. Anthony couldn't make it tonight. He had some road work issues in where he lives.
The bridge is out.
the
bridge is out.
There's one bridge to get to his house because he lives in a castle with a moat around it, apparently. And this bridge is gone, so he's trapped. So there's no Anthony tonight. Hopefully this bridge will be built by next week. I don't know how it works. I'm not in construction, so we'll see how that goes. But anyhow, on tonight's show, we will be discussing a few little news and notes that happened in the league this week, a couple massive ones. And we're going to go over and talk through our QB1, tight end one, running back one, and wide receiver one in Dynasty to see where we stand on them. And remember, this is a daily podcast feed filled with analysts and experts providing unmatched insight into the NFL, college football, and fantasy football. We'll be providing free ad-free content. All we ask in return is you leave us a 5-star rating and check out our written content over at the si.com/NFL/draft/draft. Now, let's get into it. Eric, let's start with the big one that just sucks and just get it out of the way. Because we were just talking about him being RB1 last week. Derrick Henry's hurt. Express your sadness, grief, and what we're doing about it.
It's not even a cool injury. It's not even did something incredible and his feet have shrank. Nope, it's just a Jones fracture. He just stepped on his foot wrong. That sucks. That just flat out sucks. He was going to break records this year. He already has like 10 touchdowns and 1,000 yards. We're in week 9. That's stupid. Just all around crappy. This has been a crappy year for running backs. I'm going to tell you right now, a really crappy year for running back injuries.
Yeah, and this one's the worst.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the cherry on top.
Like, I legit despise the Titans team, and I hate this. Like, football's better than Derrick Henry. Short term, let's talk about that first. That's probably the priority for most people playing fantasy right now. Is it wheels up right away for you for Adrian Peterson? Like, what's our workload looking like?
Well, it's not wheels up right away because they play the Rams this week, and I'm not starting 38-year-old Adrian Peterson or however old he is. Not against the Rams. That's not going to happen.
Rams, then their newly acquired Von Miller defense. So
they've built a wall there in LA. Maybe after that, yeah. If it's a redraft and you have Fab, he's a guy I would spend most of your Fab on because he will get carries right away. Jeremy McNichols, Darrington Evans, the guys they got behind him, that's not going to move the needle.
There's not going to be a running back who comes into a backup role outside of Alexander Mattison who's going to get more volume.
Yep, I agree with that. So,
like,
he's worth it.
He's locked 15 to 20 carries a game for me right now.
Yep.
Which, who knows if he can do at his age, but Adrian Peterson's a freak, so I'm there for it.
He'll have some weeks.
Long term, how do we feel about Derrick Henry Dynasty? Like, before he went Amazon this year and gone crazy, we were like, oh, Wall's coming. 2 weeks ago, we're like, apparently Wall's don't exist. Now he's hurt. He's going to miss the season, come back in his age 28 year off a foot injury. We don't know how the side effects of that or if that'll change anything health-wise for him. And it's a bad situation again.
Yeah, they're still going to run him into the ground. They're still going to give him like 300, 400 carries. He was on pace for 400 carries out here. That's kind of absurd. I'm still willing to go into the ground with him. I'm not moving off that. I will ride Derrick Henry until he is no more. But I will say, there's a price for him. There is a price in Dynasty. If you get an incredible offer, I'm not saying don't trade him. But I would I like Derrick Henry. I like having Derrick Henry on my team instead of going against him.
Can I put a scenario up for you? A couple scenarios.
Yes. Throw it out.
So you're a contender this year in Dynasty.
Okay.
You would ride Derrick Henry into the sunset.
Depends what I have at running back around him. If I could manage and hold him to next year, yeah, that's probably the path I would take.
If you could replace him, 1v1 trade for, say, a lower tier team. Actually, I don't know why they'd want Derrick Henry. So that doesn't even make sense. Like, I don't. Let's just say a lower tier team, like a mid level team, who wanted him to stash for next year, and they gave you up a running back this year. Would you take Derrick Henry for Jonathan Taylor?
Oh yeah! Oh my God! Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor, 100%. Who?
Kamara.
I actually have a question on Kamara that I'm saving. I don't know how to feel about Kamara right now. He's RB, like, what, 7 on the year? 6? Something like that?
He is. I'll tell you 1 second.
He's got hit. He's about to have 7. Hill as his quarterback.
He's PPR 7. 7.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Points per game, though, he's higher.
I think I would.
He's 4th in points per game.
I think I would do it for Kamara.
How about Zeke? If Zeke makes your starting lineup good this year.
If you're going for it. Yeah. If you want to win a championship, I guess. I guess so. I don't know. Zeke is close. You're getting closer here. We're getting really close.
Yeah. We're getting close.
Derrick Henry's just so dominant, man.
Derrick Henry's so dominant. It makes it really hard to get out from under. How about Aaron Jones?
That one, no. Because I don't know what the hell is happening in Green Bay, so I would rather not.
And I feel like you'll say no to Austin Eckler.
I might say yes to Austin Eckler. Eckler's.
Is Eckler the line?
What?
Is Eckler the line?
Could be. I'm really scratching my beard on Eckler. I like Austin Eckler, man. Thank God Anthony's not on the show. He'd be side-eyeing me so hard right now. Austin Eckler is a dog. He's good. Yeah. A good player.
Yeah. So right around there. So there's points in time you will move him.
Yep.
But it's not going to be cheap, man.
And it's not going to feel good regardless of who you're getting back. This guy was on his way to running for like 2,300 yards. It's kind of absurd.
Yeah. Do you want to pair your question next then that you had with Kamara and the Saints?
I just wanted to ask you where you are on Alvin Kamara. Because this is like a weird. They're a good team, but they're not led by their offense anymore. That's not their identity. They're a really good defensive team, but Kamara's still the guy there. How do you feel about, like, where are you on Alvin Kamara in terms of like dynasty rankings for him? I think he's probably still like top 5 to 8 for me, but this is weird. If he feels weird right now.
Yeah, I'm like. Literally just kind of looking at my order now. And yeah, probably 7 or 8, depending what I do with Derrick Henry.
Okay. I just feel like it's hard to feel good about the Saints offense right now.
And I feel worse with Hill.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Because Hill's rushing is going to take away from dump offs, because we've seen a lot of times dump offs don't go to the running back.
Yep. Yep. No, I definitely agree with that.
So, I have no idea, unless they somehow sign Philip Rivers off the streets, because he said he'd do that.
If they do that, I feel really good. Yeah, I'd feel really good about Alvin Kamara if they did that.
Yeah.
Because Philip Rivers will dump it off till the cows come home. So, yeah. I would definitely be on that.
Out of the 6 backs I have ahead of him, I feel really good about 5, and I'd probably put him above Barkley in that. Dynasties, which is hard.
I would definitely put him above Barkley. I'm sorry.
Dynasty, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Dude, I don't trust Saquon Barkley right now. Barkley is probably cursed right now. It's probably a Giants thing. I have no idea if the Giants are going to be fixed. the Giants themselves are cursed. They're made of glass. Like, somebody comes in, they get Kadarius Toney back, they get Sterling Shepard back, and then they get broken in three plays. I'm done with the Giants. They are cursed.
Yeah, I think he's going to move down a little bit too then. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because he's made of glass.
It's tough, but I'm tired of the injuries now. This is annoying. This is annoying to deal with. Yeah. I like to eliminate that annoyance in fantasy.
Yeah, so Kamara at 6 for me.
That's good. I feel good about that.
And I'm really comfortable with the 5 I have ahead of him.
Okay. Is Eckler ahead of him?
No. He's Christian McCaffrey is. We'll talk about him in the RB1 conversation.
We have that coming. Yep.
Yep. Awesome. And then what kind of interest do you have in Hill now that he's
Taysom Hill
starter? Yeah.
None. I'd rather not. If we're talking Scott Fishbowl, sure. No, nothing. I don't even have interest in Scott Fishbowl. I just realized he has to have completion percentage. Yeah, no. Taysom Hill, get out of here. I'm sure he'll be somewhere in that QB2 range. I don't care about talking about Taysom Hill. Don't waste my time with Taysom Hill.
I love it. Awesome. So let's hop in these number ones.
Yes.
We'll start out with quarterback because it's kind of always been this 4 to 5 quarterback race.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got in your consideration right now?
I'm going to add some names to this list.
I think there's going to be some names added too, because I am too.
So we got the usual suspects here, Josh Allen, Murray, Mahomes, Lamar. I think those guys are firmly entrenched. Like that, they're in the discussion.
Yes.
I would go as far to put Dak there. I know Dak's not high on the list. I know he just missed the game, but when Dak's playing, I think it's hard to do much better than Dak right now. I think he should be in that conversation. I know people are going to throw in Burrow and Herbert. I'm not there yet with Burrow and Herbert. I'm really not. Like, I'm not putting those, like, they're good players, but I'm not putting them over the guys that are firmly entrenched in the conversation yet. So they're on the cusp. They're not there yet.
There's a tier break.
Yes. Yes.
And I always feel like Dak's in his own tier.
Right after those top guys, in like,
it's like four guys, Dak tier,
and then Herbert and Burrow. Yeah, that's fair. I'm going to add one guy to that list, Matthew Stafford. I'm throwing Stafford into that ring because Stafford is QB is on ESPN. He's QB3 on the year. He's in the Rams offense. He's not going to retire for like the next 3 years, probably. Stafford deserves to be there. He is having quite a year. He's in an incredible offense, incredible offensive mind. They're not going away anytime soon. Stafford should be there. He should be in the conversation.
I think he's closer to the Dak tier.
That's fair, but I like him there, man. I feel good about Stafford going forward.
I mean, yeah, he's only 33.
Oh, God. He's not retiring for some time, then. He's got a while.
Tom Brady's ruined. Like, I don't know how to...
We can't talk about Brady.
I don't know how to talk about quarterback ages. For all we know, Brady might outlast all of them. But, like... Yeah. So, I agree. Those guys are all close. Mm. But it comes down to these four. We have Mahomes, who's having a little bit of a rough go.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler, who's played like MVP, he's got hurt 2 years in a row now, which kind of knocks him out of the conversation for me for my QB1 dynasty.
Ryan, we talked about it early, right before it. That's always been my problem with Kyler.
Like,
I just worry about that.
It's very strange comparing him and Lamar because they're both the top two running quarterbacks in the league.
Yep.
But Kyler Murray always seems to have these nagging injuries, and every week takes enormous hits.
Yep.
Lamar runs the ball more, but he doesn't take hits like that.
Lamar's also big. Lamar's much more built than Kyler Murray. I hate bringing the size thing up. I always roll my eyes. I'm like, man, if you protect the guy, you're good. But on the nature of the game, you're going to take hits. And Kyler's small.
And he plays reckless.
He does. He does.
Which
he does.
I love, and it's so fun to watch, but it gives me that little inkling of trust where I'm losing a little bit.
If we're going to tax Kittle for it, we got to tax Kyler for it.
Yeah. Not as much, but it's just these little nagging things every week.
Yep.
Josh Allen's been flawless this year.
I'm going to stake my claim. Allen's my guy. Allen's my QB1.
I'm torn between him and Lamar. I really am. Mahomes is probably the safest, but the way he's playing right now, I don't want to be caught up in the moment, but you're seeing a little bit of this offense being figured out somewhat, where he really only essentially looks at two targets, goes kill Kelsey, YOLO ball.
Yep.
And I don't love that. Last year he got away with them. This year teams are putting one extra guy back. His line's still not holding up. He's just throwing crap up.
Yep. And there's no fix for this year. They are what they are this year. You're just going to have to live through it.
And there's going to be some major changes.
Yes.
100%. Like either offensive coordinator, different talent, fix the line, even though they spent so much money on the line. Because that was supposed to be what made it better. I don't think
it's the line. It's not the line. They need wide receivers. They need a guy besides Kelsey and Hill to get in there. Because this is ridiculous. You can't just have two guys. That does not work.
No, it does not. So,
you sound conflicted. I'm sturdy with it. I like Allen the most. I think Allen's consistent.
I don't know if it's my fandom and like me being a bit of a homer on it or not. That's my issue.
I don't mind you saying Lamar, man. I don't mind you saying
like
Lamar.
For me, I feel comfortable with Lamar every week because I know even if he throws for $150, he's gonna rush. And the other thing is that whole offense is him. Mm-hmm. Right now, and they're building weapons in the passing game. And I think the way that team's trending, he's going to start getting more volume in that. And as those guys grow together, it's just going to be good. So I really believe in that.
The only thing that's holding Lamar back this year is he only has two rushing touchdowns. If he had like five, he'd be top two. So
yeah,
that's all that's holding him back. I'd probably go Allen and Lamar right now.
Yeah. I think they're my solid 1-2. In any order.
Yeah. And I feel good about them both going forward. Mahomes has questions on the offense, like we said. Murray has his questions. Those two, there's no questions.
Which puts Mahomes over Murray for me.
I'd rather have Mahomes.
And I hate it because before the season, I was all in for this season for him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anything on the quarterbacks?
Nope. All right. That's it.
Tight end. I think I know what you're going to say. And is it the changing of the guard for you? Is Kelsey?
I want to give my list. I want to at least list off the guys that are in consideration here. We got Kelsey, and then you got Pitts, and then you got, I would say, Hockenson, Andrews, Waller, and you're going to roll your eyes so hard at me, they might fall out of your head. Mike Gesicki, I think, should be in the conversation right now. But it's a two-guy race to be. It's Kelsey, if you want to put a Kelsey there, or it's Pitts. I like Kyle Pitts, man. I know. Everyone just poo-pooed him. They like treated him as if he was just going to be a normal rookie tight end. And the only thing that he's really failing at right now is he only has one touchdown. That's really it. He is a massive weapon. So
one touchdown is because he's on a terrible team.
That is true. Again, one guy, guys. One to two guys is not going to beat many teams. Good teams will know how to stop that. So
yeah.
I know the future's murky with Atlanta, but I just this guy, man, is a matchup nightmare unlike anything we've ever seen. That is what Kyle Pitts is.
Yeah. I'm starting to lean towards Pitts. Kelsey's kind of going with that dip in the Chiefs offense for me. Like, teams are double teaming him all the time. Never in my life did I think I'd see at this point in the season 57-yard game, 23-yard game, 27-yard game, like a 2.3 fantasy points. We've had 5 games under 10 points for him. 10, like, that's crazy for him. Also, that's some reason it was on standard. It's not that bad, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's multiple games under double-digit PPR points for him. In PPR, we have a game with 4.7 and 6.3. And those are against teams who aren't that great in Philly and New York. They just figured out, let's double them and take them out of the game. And if teams start doing that age 32, that zip's going to go away sooner or later.
Yeah, yeah. The age thing is a fickle subject in fantasy, but 32 is old. That's old. That is getting old. So,
like, he's super athletic and freaking amazing, but like, it's gonna happen. And yeah. I bet on Pitts for it.
Pitts is the new hotness. You gotta bring in the Men in Black. You gotta bring in the Men in Black reference here. You got the old busted car or the new hotness. I'm choosing to go with Will Smith.
It's the new hotness. And I didn't mention on the show, I posted this on Twitter today, and like, I want to say every single person picked Pitts. I don't know if one person picked Kelce out of like 20 or 30 different people putting their teams on there. It was the most unanimous out of any of the positions.
Now that we're at the halfway point and we've actually seen like Pitts, some people thought Pitts wouldn't hit 484 yards for the whole season. They thought that would be like, oh man, I don't even know if he'll hit 500 yards. He's hit that at the halfway point. They're like, oh my God, he really is doing this now. Yeah, he's that good. They called him a generational prospect for a reason. So I think people are, you know, the people who are like, oh, rookie tight end season that never goes well. Those people are very quiet now. They're very quiet. Yeah. It's time to get on board.
I do want to mention, I forgot I did have Anthony's opinions on these. He had Mahomes at quarterback one.
Mm-hmm.
And he had Kelce as tight end. And he still had Kelce.
Yep.
So, Anthony, I'd love for you to be able to put out an argument, but you can't get through the Gators. So, sorry, dude.
Darn moat.
Dynasty tight end one. Let's do running back because it's a little bit more depressing right now. And I'd rather save the most exciting position right now in the NFL for last. And let's give a list of running backs. I'm going to give Anthony's number one first, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Anthony's number one was Jonathan Taylor.
As I think a lot of people's will be. Now, especially now, I think he's going to be the consensus at the moment. But people should still have Henry in the conversation, obviously. Taylor, DeAndre Swift, Najee Harris, and then we're not taking CMC out of the subject. As long as CMC can get on the field, he should be in the conversation. But the problem is he can't get on the field. And look, man, I'm throwing Eckler's name in there. I am throwing Eckler's name in there. I'm about to make a very bold take. Austin Eckler might be the most important piece in LA right now on that offense, outside of Herbert, obviously. But like, Eckler makes them go, dude. he's the one for them. If he were to get hurt, that offense would look drastically different. So I want to give Eckler some respect.
He's balling.
He is.
You skipped completely over Dalvin Cook, which hurt my soul.
I'm very sorry. I should definitely have Dalvin Cook in there.
I assume that was a mistake. Because if Dalvin's on the field, which I know there's a lot of talk how he's always hurt, but he's still on the field enough. And when he is, he's the only person that has a workload close in production close to Henry.
That is fair. That is fair.
Like,
he should be in the conversation, 100%.
100%. Let's
see. But again, the problem, he misses a couple games every year, and I don't like that. That should immediately disqualify you.
Yeah, that puts him down out of the group, but he should be in the group. I mean, he's averaged 88.8 a game this year, which is ridiculous because he also puts up the air. But, yeah, I'm going to move him and CMC out of that grouping.
They should be in the conversation, but they're not. They're not their RB1 right now. They, due to their injury history now, they have to be disqualified because of it.
If we're talking redraft, we're calling the draft for redraft next year. They might be my 1 and 2.
That's fair. That is fair.
Like, and Derrick Henry. Like, they could be my top three in redraft. But dynasty,
we're talking long term. A few
years where I'm comfortable. I'm between three guys: Jonathan Taylor, DeAndre Swift, and Najee Harris.
I would definitely agree with that three. I think you have to pick from that three right now.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go Taylor. Taylor will be my RB1 right now. I just think his role is incredible. He is a monster. I'm not going to say just as nobody really is just as unstoppable as Derrick Henry. But the next thing is Jonathan Taylor. He's lived up to the billing this year. He's getting good receiving work. Great offensive line. They're a good offense, regardless of however many boneheaded mistakes that they make every Sunday, which is kind of weird. It's kind of befuddling for them. But for me, it's Taylor. Swift, though, man, when they figure out this thing in Detroit, when they put a real offense on the field, Swift is a dude. Like, he could definitely be there.
Dude. So, Jonathan Taylor's actually my third out of that group.
Really?
Really.
Is it because of receiving?
Huh?
Is it because of receiving?
It's because of two. Receiving is a big one. And these teams, usage-wise, is consistent week to week with the other guys. I don't care who's the quarterback in the next few years with Najee Harris. He's going to get volume. He's had over 23 carries his last three games. He hasn't had any games under double digits yet. He had a game with 19 targets, multiple games of 7 targets. Like, he's a freaking workhorse, man. And if they don't run him into the ground this year and they can figure out any bit of an offense, it's going to be insane.
It's interesting that you say those numbers and they've won 3 games in a row. It's almost like they should feed Najee. It's almost like that's the best course of action for the Steelers.
So they're 4 games with his most carries were his top 4 rushing attempts. Interesting.
It is interesting.
Granted, Cincinnati game, he had 14 carries and 19 targets, and they still lost. But
yeah. But, you know.
But he is so consistent. And then there's Swift. Again, it's the pass catching, man. He's had no games with less than 5 targets this year.
He is on track to catch 100 balls this year.
That is pretty impressive. He's had double-digit carries in all but 2 games.
And the only reason the carries thing is not higher, because they stink.
That's because they stink.
Yeah.
This team, while they stink right now, and are going to get a good draft pick, they're not as far off as we think they are. I think the coaching's right. Their defense has played fairly tough. They add a couple pieces of that offense. They get a quarterback situation figured out. They pick up another wide receiver, or free agency, or whatever. This team can get good really quick. And if that happens, Swift is a monster. He's what we saw at Alvin Kamara for all these years. I think he can be that kind of player in fantasy. And I love hitching my wagon to him at age 22. He's younger than Najee Harris, by the way, by 2 years. Not just a year, sorry. A year.
I feel like everyone's a bit younger than Najee Harris.
Yeah.
Those three, you hitch your wagon to those three, I'm fine with any of the three.
And this is why rookie picks still matter in fantasy.
I agree with that.
Because that was the only way you were getting these guys if you drafted them.
Yep. I agree.
But, yeah, I think it's those three running backs. And, yeah, I don't know if there's – I think there's a gap between the rest. Like, Dalvin McCaffrey, Kamara, Henry are all issues after that. They're the only three I'm comfortable with.
I agree with that 100%. All right, now's the real time. Now's the real talk. Now,
and we got to blow through this because time constraints. Wide receiver. What do you got?
So our list, we got Cooper Kupp. Yes, he belongs in the conversation. I feel like that's long overdue. Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf, Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and I'll throw CeeDee Lamb in there. I feel like CeeDee should be thrown in that conversation. Anybody who's asking, oh, what about Davante Adams? We have no idea where Davante Adams is playing next year or who he is playing with. That is the only reason Davante Adams is excluded from this list. I'll throw some respect to Debo as well, because Debo's having a hell of a year. Debo is, like, if it wasn't for Cooper Kupp right now, Debo would be the talk of the wide receiver group.
Only thing I don't like about him is I don't trust Shanahan on a week-to-week basis.
It's been a weird year for San Francisco, huh? Been a really weird year.
Yeah, it's been really weird.
But I do like the thought of him and Trey Lance going forward, man. That's a rosy future, I would say. But Shanahan has definitely burned some trust, because, like we said, this is an odd season for San Francisco. This is a tough group.
Did you say AJ Brown?
I didn't, and I'm okay with it. Deal with it, people. If we're gonna do tier breaks, he's in the tier. He's in tier two for me.
Yeah. Would you rather him or Davante? Him or Adams? Who would you rather have?
I'd be taking a chance with Adams, man. I don't know where he goes, and I don't know who he's getting thrown to. I think I would take Adams. I'll take my chances with that.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it.
I like AJ, man, but I don't think he's as good as people want him to be. I think he's good, but I don't think he's top five.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's more big play dependent wide receiver than we like to give him credit for.
That is very true.
My list is the same. My top three, like, whittling down, is Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and Ja'Marr Chase. That's in no specific order.
I'm hurt.
Because Tyreek's out?
Nope, I'm hurt because I'm taking Cooper Kupp.
Is your one?
I'm such a recency bias type of guy, but dude, I love Cooper Kupp so much. I just can't. I cannot get over it. Like we said, Stafford's 33. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's the Rams. You know, I know Kupp has had his injuries too, but, like, man, whenever Cooper Kupp is on the field, dominant. He's just dominant, and I love that. Dominant. I'll take Kupp. I'm going to play devil's advocate and take Kupp. That's not going to be a popular decision.
No, dude. It's – wow, okay.
The guy has almost 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns, and we're only at the halfway point. We got to – he deserves some talk here. He deserves some talk. Also, I mean, he's not exactly, like, so old. How old is Mr. Kupp? He's got to only be, like, 28 at the highest. He's 28 years old. That's not old at all.
That's old, man.
I'm 28 years old.
Yeah, exactly. How much does your body creak in the morning?
I'm not Cooper Kupp. I wish I was Cooper Kupp.
So for this three for me, it's got to be Ja'Marr Chase. Reason for it, I love Justin Jefferson. I want him to be my one. But I don't trust that offense. Like, when you have the team complaining about their play selection, like their own players doing that publicly, I don't like that, and I don't trust it. And they're not force feeding the ball as much as they should. And so we see a little bit of dip there. I love CeeDee Lamb, and he was my dude before the season, still is, but they still spread the ball out really well with him and Amari Cooper, and they're very similar, huh?
Cedric Wilson's a good player. We got to give him some love on this list. He makes a good play every week. I don't know if he's, like, high on the stats sheet, but, like, every week, in and out, he makes a good play every week. I like Cedric Wilson, if we're talking about their targets. Also, they have another guy, number 85 on Dallas, who looks exactly like CeeDee Lamb. That's very annoying. Dallas, you got to get rid of that guy. You got to trade him. I can't get confused. Can't keep getting confused like that. It's got to change.
Dude, Ja'Marr Chase is a dog.
He is.
Like, that's all there is to it. He is just a freaking monster. What he did to Marlon Humphrey was not right. But he's come in. He has a connection with Burrow. He learned how to catch the ball because we couldn't do that in the offseason. And he's unguardable right now. He's the speed size package that everybody wants. He goes up and get it. His run out for the catch is absurd. And their offense is throwing the ball a lot, and he's Burrow's most trusted guy. And they're both together for the next 5 years.
Well, he's unguardable. Maybe. unless your name is Bryce Hall on the Jets.
Dude,
he shot him down.
He did. I don't care. Like, this dude's a monster, man. He's a freaking menace.
He is. If I'm gonna put aside my Cooper Kupp bias and clear love, I'm gonna go with Chase. I go with Chase. Like you said about Jefferson, going back to him, I don't trust anything on the Minnesota Vikings right now. That was an egregious loss.
Him and Dalvin are the only two players I think are actually good on that team right now.
Chill.
On the offense.
Dude, Thielen's good. Stop. You hate Adam Thielen, dude. You hate Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen's a good player.
He's fine.
He's fine. Come on, man.
He's fine.
He's higher this year than Justin Jefferson. Why do you hate Adam Thielen? Why do you hate Adam Thielen? He's a wide receiver one.
It's fine. He's fine. He's a wide receiver two. He's wide receiver 14.
Oh, Lord. He's close enough, man. That's aggressive. But after that, yeah. I mean,
okay, he is wide receiver 12. I lied.
Come on. Give him some respect.
Yeah, I know. I'm just not there. It's just Jeff makes life easier.
That's Minnesota for you, though. I don't trust Minnesota right now. They're gonna fire him. So they'll get a new coaching staff, and it'll look like a new team.
I feel so much better though with certain teams when people get fired than others because they already have an established quarterback and all that.
You don't think Kirk is established?
I don't know if Kirk should be out of the future or the next coach is out of the future.
Yeah, Kirk can't win a night game, huh? Yikes.
No. So we have anything else on the receivers? We are.
No, I think that's about it.
Awesome.
I amazingly didn't throw Mac Jones into the QB1 talk. That'll be next year.
Okay, anyhow, guys. Anyhow, thanks for listening to this episode of the Dynasty Draft Room presented by the Sports Illustrated NFL Draft Bible Podcast Network. We will be back with more Dynasty Draft Room next week, but be sure to tune in tomorrow to hear from our friends over the Blitz for all of your college football and fantasy football needs. We'll catch y'all later.
Later, taters.